Visiting today with Pleasantville head boys golf coach Sheldon Card. Coach, you know, you guys coming off a meet on Tuesday at Boss Land and Golf Club in Pella, but a lot of, you know, finished third at that meet, but a lot of success in your meets before then. You had a home meet, one at Knoxville, one at Woodward, and one at the Preserve. You want to just kind of talk about, you know, your last couple meets and how you feel they went overall?
Sure. Overall, very pleased at the boys' efforts yesterday, kind of going in reverse order, but yesterday at Boss Landon was our first 18-hole meet, and you could tell at times it's not like walking a flat course, and the boys got a little bit mentally, I think, exhausted at times. But overall, a third-place finish with the competition that was there, you know, and gracious hosts by Pella and Pella Christian even let us in that event, so very, very much appreciated out of them, but to beat Newton, Oskaloosa, and Albia, but to lose to Pella Christian, I thought was still a very good, solid effort out of our guys this time of year in the first 18-hole meet. But yeah, otherwise going back through, you know, we had a very nice home meet that we had the medalist and runner-up, and Kaylor Jones been playing really good. Easton Cox has been playing very good as well. Kane Brent has snuck in there a couple times as our runner-up. And what's really neat about this group is it could be something, could be somebody different every day, from Lincoln Card to Lucas Klotwijk to the three that I just mentioned. It's an exciting, I think it's an exciting time for Trojan golf here. And any one of those guys can go low anytime. And you've seen different names throughout that list. So it's been fun.
And coach, you know, you have meets coming up with your, you know, that West Central Conference meet with Des Moines Christian and Van Meter that'll be featured, and then kind of a really big meet with the Mohawk Boys Invite at the Preserve. I know this is a course that the boys are kind of familiar with. You know, how do you kind of approach those two meets coming up?
Yeah, you know, hopefully Thursday the weather allows us, because those are two teams that you would like to compete against over at Winterset at the Van Meter Invite. So hopefully that one happens. But yeah, it just, again, it puts you up a couple against schools that may be a little bigger than us. But it's a good competition day, kind of at a neutral course for most of us, but an 18-hole meet, which is great to get our legs extended out again and just try to go through what we talked about Tuesday, you know, kind of that mental grind on how you have to focus. And you know, you're going to have a bad shot in 18 holes, even pros do. So how are we going to respond to that and those types of things? But that'll be a very fun meet with that many teams coming, teams you don't see every day. Heck, some of the schools our kids might not even know. But that'll be a great day for us, again, to figure out where we are, what our goals need to be, or what we need to change or work on for the next 2 weeks before we prepare for postseason, which is crazy how fast that comes about.
Yeah, you mentioned the 18-hole meets. You know, besides the obvious fact of playing more holes and double the amount of that you would play at a 9-hole meet, what do you feel that, you know, your team really has to put in perspective and ways that your team kind of has to dig deep when you mentioned that there is going to be some bad shots in 18-hole meets? You know, how do you kind of approach those compared with a 9-hole meet?
Yeah, you know, just kind of showed them one of the better players in the state, a young man out of Nevada that just throws up great scores every time, and went through his 18-hole meet a week ago and started out with a bogey and a triple bogey and, you know, proceeded to par like six holes in a row and then went birdie, birdie, birdie. And it was like, okay, here's one of the better players out there. And he didn't let those first two holes dictate what happened next. And so when you're playing 9-hole meets, I think kids figure, you know, shoot, I had a bad hole, now I got to try to catch up. Well, your next shot isn't going to win the meet, but it could definitely hamper your results by letting it get too far inside. And when you're on an 18-hole meet, you just got to talk to yourself and not let those things happen. There's just too many chances for something bad to happen. So just staying positive, communicating with the other guys, because that's going to allow you just to stay in the moment a little bit more. And, you know, again, everybody's going to have something that happens that day, and it's how you look at it and how you focus to improve what final score you might have.
Yeah, and coach too, you look at kind of your lineup this year and your roster. We talked about it a little bit. It's kind of unique in the fact that do you feel that, your team is so diverse that any guy on your team can get that top score for you guys. You're not really top heavy on your roster. You just kind of have that diversity of guys that any one of them can go out and shoot a score or even potentially be a meet medalist.
Yeah, and that's what's fun about it. I know people worry about who's your one or three or two, and it's like, well, it's you six, so we can take any of your scores. So it really doesn't matter what the number is next to your name when you go tee off. But it is fun. Like I said, there's five of the six we have used scores from. Four of the six have either been medalist or runner up. And some of those guys a couple times. So again, it's just a fun group. And fortunately so far this year, the four scores we've taken have all been very competitive. We haven't had to use something that maybe is a little subpar for us so far. So, looking ahead, it's going to be an exciting time, and we just got to keep our head on our shoulders and keep marching on.
Yeah, and coach too, I think that maybe when we talked before the season started, we had talked about short game a little bit. How do you feel that your team has done kind of around the greens and on the green this year with, an area of the course where you can either gain a lot of strokes or take a lot away?
Sure. Yeah, and that hasn't been an easy thing in my opinion with the wind that we've had, as dry as everything was up until this weekend. The boys really learned that an inch and a half of rain can affect things because at Boss Landing, what we weren't used to, now you can get the ball to stop a little bit easier. Guys were spinning the ball off of the green. So now we might have to change our approach a little bit as to, what another course a week or two ago was doing when it hadn't rained in a month versus what course is playing like now. So, just trying to get through those little things and feel out what I need to do differently and where I should be based on what I'm able to do. And that's just kind of the fun in and outs, in my opinion, of this sport.
Well, Coach Card, kind of before we wrap up our conversation, you've stepped in now as a first-year head coach, after being a longtime baseball coach. How do you feel that you have settled into the role, and kind of what have you enjoyed with some of the success that your team has had in this first part of the season?
Yeah, it is a different entity, and especially like yesterday, you're at a very nice course like Boss Landing, but as a coach, it's very tough because the holes are so spread out that I didn't get around to seeing the guys as much as you wanted. And so that's difficult for somebody that likes to be maybe a little bit more involved. But the good part of our guys is, most of them aren't rookies, and they probably don't need me as much as what I think they should, but and that's okay too. I can sit back and use my knowledge on the mental game because baseball is another mental game. So use my knowledge for those things to help these guys with whatever approach they need. And it's been a fun transition, very much more relaxed, but again, getting them ready to go also is something I think I can help them with. So it's been a great transition, and I've loved every minute of it.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. It's always good to talk to you, and best of luck as your team heads to a couple of big meets coming up.
You betcha. Thank you for your support, like always.